Chapter 5. Incorporating Functional Medicine Labs. Many doctors run standard lab tests using Quest or LabCorp. These labs are great for running cost-affordable CBCs, chemistry panels, thyroid panels, 25-OHD, iron panels, UAs, lipid panels, etc. Unfortunately, these tests are based on standard deviation bell curves. They are based on the idea of what normal ranges should be. Oftentimes, or most times, these types of labs come back normal and don't offer a unique solution for your patients. Some doctors use these labs and refine the ranges to be more diagnostic. There are a number of postgraduate courses and references available to help you learn how to do this. You can check out Dr. Ron Grisani's Clinical Lab Guide. It is highly recommended that you incorporate functional medicine-based lab tests versus static serum-based tests. Extrapolations made from serum lab tests offer limited reliability and limited interpretation of the whole clinical picture. Getting started. Incorporating functional medicine labs can be a complex issue if you are new to the concept. There are several training programs in the U.S. that are designed to help you learn how to use and interpret functional medicine labs and principles. FM Town is one of those programs. You can tap into their resources using the link provided on page 25 of the book. Additionally, I would recommend that you start by tapping into the membership resource section, and you can find the link to that on page 26 of the book. There are a number of tutorials on how to interpret and implement these labs into your practice. Lab Quick Start. If you want to dive in and start quickly, I recommend performing baseline testing on all new patients. This baseline consists of, first, standard labs, such as CBC, CAM panel, UA, iron with ferritin, 25-OHD. 2. Vitamin and mineral analysis. 3. Food allergy testing. 4. Genetic testing for gluten. And 5. Other tests can be ordered based on your patient's presentation and history. Some excellent resources for functional medicine labs are Metametrics Labs, Genova Diagnostics, Diagnostechs, Doctors Data, Spectracell Labs, Gluten Free Society, and ELISA Ag Biotechnologies. Take note that the test explanations are in the video accompaniment to this book. If you need a good resource for low-cost standard medical lab testing, check out Doctor's Choice. You can check the links to the resources on pages 26 and 27 of the book.